Okay, so today we're going to talk about the mitzvah to know God. We're only going to begin the conversation. It's a very long topic. So we're going to talk about philosophy versus mysticism. Okay? We're trying to, there are some philosophers in this crowd. There are some mystics here. And we're going to try to see, again, this is really just an introduction to the topic. And so we're going to see the Rambam. We're going to begin with the Rambam. The Rambam says, in yone arba'a prokim elu, so the Rambam is going to say, the Rambam of course holds, there's a mitzvah to understand God through philosophy. We have to define terms. We have to define what's philosophy. We have to define what mysticism is. So we first have the Rambam who says that the four prokim, the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, so he says that the idea of these four prokim. So the Rambam has in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, he talks about different ideas of understanding God, understanding there's a creator, understanding that God is not divisible. He says there are five mitzvos. Shebechomish mitzvos ha'elu heim, shechachomim harishonim korid oso pardes. So he says that there are five mitzvos, okay, that are in the first prokim of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, that the early sages refer to as pardes. You know what pardes is? Anyone know what pardes is?
Yeah.
A vineyard.
No, the four ways of understanding.
Right. So Isaac says that pardes refers to as an acronym for pshat, remez, drash, and so different ways, a deeper level to understand. So I just want to point out, not everyone says that. That's more of a bit, which is totally fine. That's certainly an approach. Literally means the orchards. We have to see, or the vineyard. I think it's more precisely an orchard. I think pardes is an orchard. And I think, let's see how the Rambam understands what pardes is. So the Rambam says that what he mentions in the first four prokim of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, which means the foundations of the Torah, so he says, this is pardes. And he says, "Ve'alva pishu gedolei Yisrael hayu, v'chachamim gedolim hayu." Even though they were gedolei Yisrael and they were really very wise, lo kulam hayu behen koach leida ulasi kohad verm al buryam. Not everyone, even great scholars, could not fully understand everything, all of pardes, whatever that is. Vani omer, and I say, says the Rabbah, she'ein roi l'tayel pardes. You shouldn't tour. You shouldn't enjoy, take a stroll in the orchard. Unless you have bread and meat. So we have cholent, and so we have to get you some bread also there. Okay, so Abba, what is lechem ubasar? What's bread and meat? Huleida ha'osur v'hamutter. Bread and meat, you have to know what's osur, what's forbidden. Mishar ha'mitzvos, from the other mitzvos. And even though these things, the bread and the meat, are considered, the chachamim called them a small thing. The chachamim said that a great thing is masa merkava. What's a masa merkava? You know what a masa merkava is?
God's chariot.
So, okay, we have to define what that is, but it means...
I don't know if we could define what
that is.
Okay.
Define
No, you can't...
The whole Gemara is...
No, you can't define. It might be that we don't fully understand it. So Masa Merkava, we have to define what that is, but apparently that's a big thing, and a Dover Kotod, Havias Dabai Varava. A small thing is knowing the discussions of Bai and Rava. In other words, what we call Gemara. What we call Gemara, that's a small thing. You know what a big thing is? The divine chariot. That God, what's going on up in heaven, that's a Masa Merkava. Okay? But still, Afa Pichein, Ru'uyim Heim Lakdima. You first have to do the bread and the meat. Before you get into the Masa Merkava, you gotta do the bread and the meat. You gotta know what's Asa, what's Mutter. Shehein Beyashvim Dato Shal Adab Tchila. Because they settle a person's mind first. Lahavdil. I don't know if probably can relate to. So I personally like the approach that my son, the Tadel, got in terms of his religious upbringing, at least from Israel and on. You know, I don't, nice high school thing. I'm not talking about schools or whatever. I'm saying it was interesting. When he was in Shalvim, he went to Shalvim, then went to YU. So it's interesting. So his approach, and everyone has their own different approach to learning and how they do. So it's interesting. In Shalvim, It was all Gemara and Musar in Yiras Hashem. That was all. There wasn't some schools are more to Machshava or whatever. Every school has its own approach, but I sort of I relate this to sort of, you know, my son a little bit. He goes to YU, and at YU he's taking all these courses of Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schachter, and he's reading all these like Torah, Mada, Machshava, philosophy. My girls had a lot more of that when they were in high school, but at least, I don't know what the title had when he was in high school, but that's a separate question. But at least when he was in Israel, so he started off with Gemara and Yiras Shamayim, not a lot of deep Machshava, then we went to YU, then he took all these courses. Yael, you used to read to him, right? His bedtime stories. Friday nights, Rabbi J. Schachter would have all this whole booklet of packets. So Yael would read to him like all these essays. He'd read to get all these essays, whatever. But you start off with the basar v'lechem, the meat and the bread, what's mutter, havayas the bayvarava. Then you go into masa merkava. We don't know exactly what that is, but something about describing God. We don't know exactly the details. That's the way the Rambam says. Right, he says, "Va'od sheheva tovag d'lo shispiya kadosh baruch hu yishuv ha'olam." First, he that kelin chayav abba, and then he says, "Ve'efshar sheyadav hakol katod v'gado ish v'isha baal lev rachav uval lev katzar." Oh, okay. So he says that it's possible that everyone can know to buy v'rava, but the masem merkava, that's difficult for people to understand. Now. Okay, so now, what are these five mitzvos, okay, of understanding the depths of God, the ways of God? What is Maaseh Merkava?
Someone's blocking me.
That's me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
So we're working on a circular driveway. Okay, but anyway, so Maaseh Merkava. Maaseh Merkava. The Rambam says Maaseh Merkava. Understanding God in a very deep level, he says there are five mitzvos. Let's try to think of these mitzvos. I have this here. The Rambam Hilchos Yesod Torah, Perek Alpha Loch Aleph. So what are the Yesod HaYesodos, Ve'amud HaChokmos Leida Sheisha Motzi Rishon, V'umamzi Kol Nimsa, V'chol Nimsa. So it means that there's an initial creator, V'chol Nimsa Mishamayim Va'aretz, what's the word? I'm not wearing my glasses. Hamotzi, I think. So in other words, the Rambam says, what is Maaseh Merkava? Because he's the first four chapters describe this Maaseh Merkava, that God is initially created everything. Okay? And he says in Allah Chavav, knowing this, that Hashem created everything, he's the primary cause, and understanding in a deep way what that means, you're fulfilling two psukim, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Right? I am Hashem, God who created the world to get out of Egypt. And lo yulachal himachim apanai. There's no other God. In other words, God created everything. You're filling these two mitzvos. Makes sense, right? These are two mitzvos of understanding the depths of who God is. The Rambam says also, in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Eloka ze'echad hu, ve'edo shnayim, God is one, he's not two, he's not divisible, right? We have to get into detail what that means. What's the source for this? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's a third mitzvah. There are five psukim, right? The first three are about that God created everything, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, there's no other power except for God. And Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem is not divisible. And then the again, we obviously have to understand it at a much deeper level. That's why, as Real mentioned, Maaseh Merkava, it's very hard to understand the depths, but we try to understand. We can see the Rambam says in Perek Beis, Hakel Hanichbad Vanora Hazem Mitzvah La'avo Liro So Shedemar V'Hav Hashem Elokecha and as Hashem Elokecha Tiro. Two of the five psukim of Yesodei of these Yesodim, two of these mitzvos about Maaseh Merkava. Loving God and fearing God. And what's the way halacha beis? What's the way to love and to fear God? Halacha beis? B'shash she'yisvodeh adem masav ruv haniflam ha'gedolim. When you realize God's creation, great creation. V'yir behem chachmaso she'in lo erech. You see that there's no end to this value of all his great creation. V'lokates, and there's no end. Miyadu o'ev v'mishabech m'far mis'aveh tai v'gedol yedah Hashem ha'gadol. At that point that you love and you want to praise and you desire so much to know God. So it's interesting, just to begin the conversation, the Rambam writes that in these four prakim, which are pardes, right? Again, I'm not sure if the Rambam says it's mystical stuff. I think the Rambam says it means to understand Maaseh Merkava, the ways of God, that how God created the world, that God is not divisible. There are five psukim, right? I'm Hashem, your God. There should be no other gods. Hashem is one. And then we have two psukim, love God and fear God. Does that make sense? Like, would you have thought that these five psukim would be the five psukim about understanding God? Are there differences between them? Other than, like, can you break them up into two different categories, maybe?
One's rational versus emotional. It's understanding how it happened, and
right.
Loving and fearing have nothing to do with how he created it.
Right. I mean, it's fascinating. It's fascinating that the Rambam, when he tells us Maase Merkava, which is understanding God, so we think that you're fulfilling mitzvos of intellect, and yet, when he's describing what mitzvos you fulfill, it's not only intellectual mitzvos, but it's also emotional mitzvos, which is interesting, I think. You understand my point? We're going to get back to that. We're going to get back to that at the end of the Chabura. But that's, I think, an interesting point to start off. And the Rambam is describing that this understanding of Maase Merkava, that not everyone can fully understand it. Right? First, I do bread and meat. Gemara, Shas. What's Asir, what's Mutter? And you go into depth of Maase Merkava, which the Rambam will understand is understanding where God, you know, that God's the primary creator and that God is indivisible. So there you fulfill rational mitzvos, but also emotional mitzvos. Okay? First point. Okay? Now, second point. Okay? So far, so good? Right? With me? Okay. Second point is that in Chovos Halavavos, Bachi Ibn Pakuda, I think he also understands this rationally. And we have to understand what's rational versus mysticism. We'll get that in a bit. He says, Sefer Chovos Halavavos, Ach Ladas, you need to understand. Im anu chayavim lachkor al yichud b'derech ha'inyan im lo. So he says that we're supposed to investigate yichud Hashem, the singularity of God, right? That He's one. Ki kol bo shiyuchal lachkor al ha'inyan hazeh v'adome lo min ha'inyanim muskalim b'derech hasfar ha'sichlut chayav lachkor alav kefi hasagato u'kfi v'kor hakorato. He says the following, that to understand that God is one, we have a responsibility to use our seichel, to our mind, to try to understand as best as we can. V'hamisaleim michoker. And if you don't engage in this investigation, right? If you don't do that, hare ze meguna. This is bad. V'nechshav min hamakatsi b'chachma uvamaisa. You know what it's like? You have a mind, okay? What does it mean that God is one, He's not divisible? We have to understand it in a very deep way. Using your mind, and if you don't, then it's not like some would say, you know, just have a munah pshuta, have faith that God is one. Don't understand it deeply. Bachi Ibn Pakuda, Chovos HaLevavos says, if you don't, you're wasting what God gave you. God gave you a brain, and you're not using it, you're wasting it. And he says, v'hudoma l'chol, it's like a sick person. Shehu baki b'chayo v'derech refuoso. He's an expert in his sickness and the way to heal it. Just to be clear, he got a medical degree, Yehuda. He's not someone who just looks at the internet and thinks he knows how to heal himself. We're talking about someone who mamish, you know, he went to medical school. He understands really his sickness and the way to heal it. Sabach al rofe shemrape oso b'chaba bidei refuos. He goes to a doctor who tells him how to heal himself. V'hu bisatzel la'ayin b'chachmasos faraso b'refuos al rofe l'dasim hu bisase pinyana b'alderech nechonim lo. And I'm a doctor. I got sick. I go to another doctor. Let's say he's not a specialist. I go to someone who is, I'm as equally competent as that other person, and I'm relying on him instead of relying on me. Like, why would I do that? Like, I'm just as smart. Maybe I want to double check, make sure he knows what he's doing. I'm wasting my, you know, of course I need to do that. I could do that easily. The Chvar, look what he writes. Chvar, Chiyav Tanu. Sorry, I thought wearing my reading glasses. I apologize. Torah Bazes, I may have some words that are off. Kemosha Kasu V'yadata Yom V'Shavos Alavecha. So he says, there's a pasuk different than the Rambam. You should know. V'Shavos Alavecha, you should return to your heart. You should instill in your heart. And what he's saying is, V'araya Shashav Alev Hu Iyin HaSeicha. He says, V'Shavos Alavecha, that means intellectualize it. You should understand it. And he goes on to prove it based on something that Shlomo Melech said. And he brings some other psukim. He says, "Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim." So he also brings proof. So the Rambam and Bachi Ibn Pakuda, they both are of the opinion that the idea of knowing God is using your seichel, is using your mind to understand, and that's philosophy, to understand God. That's Maaseh Merkava. This Pardes Pshat Rebbe's Drashot, that's not a Rambam thing. There certainly is a Mesorah for that, and that's the other approach. That's the mysticism approach. If you turn the page, you look at there's another approach, which is the mitzvah to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu through mysticism. So that's found, for example, in the Tanya. Tanya, who wrote the Tanya? Who's the Bala Tanya?
The
Lubavitcher. Right. So the truth is, he's not the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I mean, he is, but he's not. I believe.
Bala Tanya was prior to the
Lubavitcher. Right. In other words, Lubavitch was the son, I think the son of the second Chabad Rebbe was the first. So you're colloquially correct. Yeah. But technically, right, the first Rebbe who was a student, right, the Baal Shem Tov had, his main student was, anyone who the main student was? It too. Right, very good. Right, the Magen of Meseritch, okay. I wonder who the closet Hasidim are here, okay. It's good. So the Magen of Meseritch, okay. We've got to look out for you. And then he had three primary Talmidim, Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhansk, that's the Nobel Elimelech, and the Shneur Zalman of Liadi, and the Great Defender. Who's the Great Defender? It just slips my mind right now. The Great Defender. I forget. Okay. No, who's the great? He's always the great defender. The Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev. Right. So those are three primary. Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev. So right. So those are the three. Right. He knows, by the way. Arthur knows. Right. So they're the three. They're the three. Right. There's Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, the Rav Elimelech of Lizhansk, and the Chabad and the Baal Tanya. So the Baal Tanya says the following. He says, he said, this doesn't apply to the order of the Hishtal Shalus. What's Hishtal Shalus? That's called the orderly downward progression, the chain-like descent of spiritual worlds between God and creation. In other words, Hishtal Shalut in mysticism is what? How God, who's called Ein Sof, who's beyond understanding, how he reveals himself into this world. There's a chain. There are different levels. In Hasidus, it's sort of like there's like a garment, and you open as the more knowledgeable you are, it's like you're opening another garment to have another understanding. How you go from the heavenly spheres down to earth. This Seder, this understanding of Seder Hahishtal Shalut, right? He says Afi Meisig Hametziut. He said, even if you comprehend the existence of God, lo adif mima. Sorry, if you comprehend the existence state, lo adif mitzad atzmo belimud hamitzvah shemasig v'tofes hamahut uma. Right, and it's not as if you understand, you know, our existence, it's not as worthy as the study of mitzvos. Umala lof kilu kim b'fol mamish kemosh kasuv zosfat Torah. So the Baal HaTanya says first, he said, listen, you know, if you understand existence, how we came out the world, philosophy, okay, it's fine, but studying Torah and mitzvot, that's like a much higher level, okay? Ela sheyedis hamtziut mehihishtal shalut hu gamkein mitzvah rabba. But understanding this progression of how God revealed himself to the world, going down different stages, different levels, v'nasa, right, v'ad rabba, right, it's a rabba v'nisa'a. It's an elevated level. It's the opposite. Ola kulana. It's the highest level. Kmo shekasuv v'yadata hayom. And you should know v'ashevosa elavavecha. Right, da es elkei avicha. So what does he do? The same pasuk that Bachi even Bakuta says, you use your seichel, use your brain, right, to understand God. You know what he says? V'ashevosa elavavecha. You have to follow. You have to learn mysticism. So the same pasuk is used by different approaches in our Mesorah to understand God. One is through philosophy, and one is through mysticism. And let me read one more source, and then we're going to try to understand what the difference is, okay? The Ramah, I just want to point out, the Ramah, he believes in both. See, that's what I was teaching my girls today, my students. We're talking about, my ninth graders, I have a curriculum of Chagim. So we're doing Rosh Hashanah, and we're talking about the Simanim, right? Why do you have Simanim? So you have the Meiri's approach. He says the simanim are basically, it's a visual tool. It's like psychological. You look at it because you're eating, you're having a good meal with cholent or whatever food you have. Okay, whatever it is, you're having a good meal, right, in Rosh Hashanah, and you think, oh, we're having, but you're not realizing. It's Yom HaDin, it's a day of judgment. So you sit down, you Rosh Hashanah meal, you're so excited with all the food, especially Rosh Hashanah food. You don't realize it's Day of Judgment. So you know what you do? You take these foods. You realize, oh my gosh, I have to pray for a sweet year. Oh my gosh, it's Yom HaDin, it's Day of Judgment. It's all psychological, according to the Me'iri. Right? And then the Chayyadim says, no. He brings the Ramban. He says, no. If you start off with good simonim, intrinsically, you're going to have a good year. The way the year begins, that's how it continues. So if you have something that symbolizes goodness, it's going to continue. So I explain, these are two different approaches. One is more of a rational approach, one's a mystical approach. So students ask you, which one do you believe? I say, I'm a shul rabbi, I'm tolerant to both approaches. No, these are two, okay, you can resonate more one with the other. The Ramah is an example, and he says both are legitimate mesoras. The Ramah was actually responding, because I think Rav Shlomo Luria was criticizing the Ramah, right? He's the 16th century, he wrote where Ashkenazi customs differ from the Shulchan Aruch. And he was criticized by, I think it was Rav Shlomo Luria, that he was writing about Aristotle. And he was defending how can you write your great God? How can you write about Aristotle? Right. So he said, the Rabbah writes, "Avalo asru lilmo divrei chachamim v'chakirasam." This is the Shutra Mar Simon Zayim. B'mahu tabetziud v'tivehem. The rabbis did not forbid you to study the words of those sages and understanding them in reality of their nature. Ki adr is the opposite. Ayadezen no da gedulaso shayotzer breishis brach. By studying secular wisdom, you can understand the greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But then he says, that's true. Va'av ki lemekubalim das acheres baza. Ve'elu va'elu divrei elokim chayim. But the mekubalim, the Kabbalists, have a different approach, and both are the words of Torah, according to the Ramah. Va'av ki chachmi umos ha'olam amru. And he says the following, and even that what the Chachmi Umos Olam said, Kol Misha, what the nations of the world say, they already said in Megillah, Kol Misha Omer Davar Chachma Af Umos Mikra Chacham. He says if you say something that's wise from non Jews, you're still called a Chacham. In other words, it's not simply whatever non Jews say; it's all foolishness. So the Ramah says both are a Mesorah. Okay, so now what we have here is the understanding Das. Understanding God can mean one of two things. It can mean using philosophy, and one is can be using mysticism. What is the difference, by the way, between philosophy and mysticism? Let's try to understand. What's the difference between philosophy and mysticism? What's the difference? So some people say, one's rational, one's irrational, right? That's the rational thing. No, but what's the difference, really, between... You know, I do not subscribe... Again, I tend to be more of a rationalist, but I do not believe there's a tremendous wisdom within mysticism, tremendous chachma, tremendous wisdom. So what's the difference?
You do or you don't believe.
Rationalism for me resonates a little more. There are some mystical ideas that resonate with me. I tend to be more of a rationalist, but I certainly believe there's an inner logic to mysticism. That's my position. I believe there is. Again, I may not understand it. I may be difficult. It's hard to. But so what's the difference between rationalism?
Mysticism appeals more to the emotions.
I hear what you're saying. I think I understand what you're saying. That could be. I also, it's interesting that the Rambam, who is he's an ultra-rationalist. What's fascinating is the Rambam was an ultra-rationalist. Two out of the five mitzvos are what? Are emotional. That's what's fascinating. There's the Rambam who writes that in Yesodei HaTorah, Maisei Merkava, which for the Rambam is philosophy, using your mind, right? The Rambam says that, by the way, there's a understanding of rational, but there's also an emotional component. So one might think that. I think that there is an inner logic that comes to this. I'm not an expert in this, so I'm far from it. But I think there's another. You could argue that there's a difference in content, right? On a very basic level, I think and this we'll do for tonight. We'll leave it at this. At a very basic level, I think a basic difference between philosophy and mysticism is the source. What's the tools you're using? In philosophy, you're using your mind, and in mysticism, you're using revelation. It's mesorah. In other words, you wouldn't have the mystical ideas you wouldn't have gotten if you just
on your own.
I think that's like a fundamental difference. There's a whole inner logic of how mysticism works that I don't think a human mind would get on their own. I think that's like, I think there are many differences, but you know, how you define pardes is a difference, how you define maisim merkava is a difference. I think we're going to get to that. But I think like a fundamental difference between philosophy and mysticism, both approaches to find God, and one is using our seichel, our mind, right? That's the Rambam, that's Bachi ibn Pakuda, Vashos Olecha, use it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a mind, use it. You can't come up with mystical ideas, with mysticism, Kabbalah, on your own. That's based on a Misorah. So I want to talk about that. And that's one important point. I don't know if you agree or disagree, but I think that's like an important point, and we have to obviously develop it. And I want to finish with one final point. And that gets to the Rambam's idea of it, that the mitzvos of knowing God is both rational and emotional. So in this book that I'm learning from, this is the Sefer, Illuminating Jewish Thought, Rabbi Natanael Wiederblank, on page 29, he says the following. He says, this is how he talks about the idea of both rational and the emotional. He says, consider the following analogy suggested by my teacher of Aaron Lapiansky. He's a very, really brilliant thinker. He's a Rosh Hashiva in Silver Spring. He says, imagine the young grandchild of the Gadol Hador. The child loves sitting on the lap of his grandfather and pulling on his long white beard. The powerful bond develops between the two of them, with much time spent frolicking together before the grandfather passes away when the child is 5. Can we say that the child knows his grandfather? He knows nothing of the books he authored, the Torah he taught, and the ideas he championed. He knows a sweet man with a white beard, but he does not know the Gadol Hador. Compare this relationship with Sawad, who never met this particular Gadol Hador, but has studied all of his writings and read about his accomplishments. Surely, he knows much more about the Gadol Hador than the young child, though he lacks a certain closeness. Ultimately, the relationship of each of these people with the Gadol Hador is incomplete, albeit for opposite reasons. Thus, a relationship with God must be rooted in both the experiential and the intellectual. See the point? In other words, the Rambam is telling us, the way you understand the Rambam, even the intellectual, even the philosophical Rambam is saying, the way you love God. See, I think you could be an emotional litva. Okay? So I'm saying, I don't always buy that distinction that one is only emotional and one is rational. I think that even for the rationalist, if there's no singing at the Shabbos table, something's missing. If there's no experience that it's all about, let's have a conversation and let's, you know, again, I'm trying to understand. And there's
if it's all rational, read Christopher Hitchens and you won't believe.
Okay,
God.
Okay, right. Okay, I'm not saying not to believe in God. But I think for the fullest experience, the fullest experience, even for the Rambam. The fullest experience, even for the Rambam, is that you have this emotional connection. You have this emotional connection, feeling that you're this 5-year-old sitting on your grandfather's lap, while at the same time studying all his books. You got to do both. That's a combination of Torah and tefillah, right? It's both. It's learning and doing the mitzvot and feeling passion when doing the mitzvot. So when people say, "Oh, I'm a maimonideim, I'm a Rambam," and so I just completely everything is, you know, just, you know, sometimes it's missing. Like, in other words, even if for me, you know, it's a broader conversation. I'm going to stop here, but for me, like, I have to understand things. So some of the mystical things, it's hard for me to understand. But like, everyone understands their own level. But for me, it would be missing to me if all I'm doing is studying philosophy and I try to understand these concepts really well. But if I'm not experiencing, if I don't feel, I work hard. I'm not always successful. I work hard on my David. I work hard on my tefillah. I work hard to when I'm doing mitzvot, when I'm reciting brachos, you know, to say the bracha with kavana. I'm working hard. I want to have a ritual. I'm going to sing Shabbos songs at the Shabbos. Even when I don't feel like it, I'm working hard to do those things. So it's a combination package. It's Anochi Hashem, Lo Yia, Shema, but also as Hashem Elokecha Tira and V'Hafta Hashem Elokecha. I think it's both. And I think that I think that one difference again is revelation versus from your own mind, right? And I think the people think the difference is one's emotional versus intellectual, but I think then you miss the point. I think there is an inner logic to mysticism. I think there is a rational, a mahalach within mysticism. It's harder to understand. It's much harder to understand than philosophy on some level. And I think also that the rationalism of the Rambam also has to be an emotional feeling as well.